SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A Hamas leader who Israel had vowed to kill is dead, although Israel is not commenting on the airstrike in Tehran that killed Ismail Haniyeh. Hamas and Iran are blaming the Jewish state, and they're vowing retaliation. It's a first. The national debt has topped $35 trillion, and that U.S. debt clock continues spinning at breakneck speed.
The Treasury Department noted the milestone in its daily report detailing the nation's balance sheet. The red ink is mounting in the United States more quickly than many economists had predicted, as the costs of federal programs enacted in recent years have exceeded initial projections. The leading presidential candidates, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, have said little about the nation's deficits on the campaign trail. The Congressional Budget Office said last month that the U.S. national debt is poised to top $56 trillion by 2034, as rising spending and interest expenses outpace tax revenue. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, as firefighters out west battle monstrous wildfires back east in Vermont, they're assessing the damage and they're cleaning up following the latest round of flooding to hit the state.
We have soil conditions that are more moist or even saturated as the next system comes along. So we see rainfall falling on saturated ground, and that's going immediately into a runoff, surface runoff situation, rather than being able to percolate into the soils.
The National Weather Service's Peter Benakos explaining that Vermont simply has not had the chance to dry out from repeated rounds of rainfall in recent weeks. Boeing lost more than $1.4 billion in the second quarter. The company naming aerospace industry veteran Robert Ortberg as its new CEO next week. Despite the huge loss, Boeing stock is on the rise. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 83 points. This is SRN News. Cleanup continues 2 weeks after Hurricane Beryl.
It's been more than 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl hit southeast Texas as a Category 1 hurricane with violent winds and torrential rains. The storm left widespread power outages and devastated communities. The Christian Relief Agency Samaritan's Purse sent relief supplies and equipment, and volunteer teams are still on the ground clearing debris, tarping roofs, and mudding out homes. Volunteers are also sharing the gospel and offering spiritual care. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A 16-year-old Brazilian skateboarder celebrated her Christian faith after winning a bronze medal at the Olympics in Paris. Raisa Leal used sign language to quote from the Gospel of John. She signed that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Olympic organizers continue taking heat for last week's opening ceremony, which featured drag queens and a controversial depiction of the Last Supper. This is SRN News. San Francisco police will start clearing out the homeless.
At least those who have refused to move from public areas under new policies. San Francisco Mayor London Breed's office says city workers will continue offering housing and services to homeless people, but they cannot sleep in public spaces. The goal is to prevent tents from popping back up in areas that have been cleared and to prevent smaller encampments from growing into larger ones. The U.S. Supreme Court in June made it easier for cities to ban homeless encampments. Keith Peters reporting.
In a victory for Texas Governor Greg Abbott, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says a floating barrier in the Rio Grande can remain in place for the time being. The barrier is aimed at discouraging people from trying to make the dangerous swim across the river from Mexico. The barrier is set up along one of the busiest hot spots for illegal border crossings. More details at SRNNews.com.